Hi there, and welcome back. I want to welcome you to this section in this module about listening. How do you listen to your body and trust it? In a nutshell, you quote unquote just have to be able to understand your body's language and her signs. And it's not just adjust, because it's really like learning a new language. And that takes time and practice, right? Like everything does. But it's not really a complicated language with words and sounds. It's actually quite simple and quite basic. And I'll show you the foundation today, which is the body's felt sense of a yes, which is your yes, and of a no, which is your no. And I'll also introduce you to the feeling or the concept of I don't know. I don't know is a very misunderstood phrase in our society, at least in my opinion. It's as if like most people think that that's not supposed to be there. You're supposed to know. And I'll get into that a little more in just a moment. But I just want to cover what we're going to do in this recording. We'll cover the basics of listening, such as, what does a yes and what does a no feel like? What tells you that it's a yes or no? I mean, how do you know? How does it feel in your body? And if I would ask you to explain to me how you know what a yes feels like, what would you say? And the same on the no and then I don't know. So in today's module, you'll really focus on the sensations in your body, which I also call the felt sense in your body. For instance, a no could feel something like a tension, contraction, a pain, a heaviness, a shutting down, tight jaws. These are just some examples I'm giving you. And a yes may feel something like peaceful, joy, love, expansive, warm, an excitement, an aliveness, maybe an energy. And we're so used to overriding our body's wisdom. And that's what gets us in trouble. Remember my story in the first module where I didn't listen to my no. It was a very clear sense of no in my body. And how often have we all done that? How often have you heard yourself say something like, oh, I knew it, I knew it, I should have done it, I should have known, why didn't I listen? That's what I'm talking about. And we do it all the time until we don't. I would say I probably don't do it anymore because I paid too big of a price. So there are a few. These are just a few of the body cues to pay attention to. And maybe I'll even say it this way. I want to invite you to really make an effort to learn from them, because this is the language of your body that you're going to get to know very intimately. Have you ever wondered what these cues mean, like the contraction or the expansion? I actually don't doubt that you often follow them, but probably just as often you may not. And I think that when you really know and understand these cues, these felt senses in the body, then you'll start trusting yourself more. And you can always pause for a moment if somebody wants an answer from you, let's say. You just first tune in. You tune into how your body is responding before your answer. And that is not unkind or rude or inappropriate at all. Your mind may tell you so, but it's really not. It's just including yourself so that you start responding from the full alignment inside of you instead of just, you know, by default or by habit to quickly say something. But you just take your time and you check in. And the more you do that, the easier it gets because it's always there. The language of your body, which is also the language of your soul when you get to know it, it's always there. It's just us who have not been there with it. So what I'll do is share with you a few steps to attune you, to help you be open to listening before you actually start listening, which we will do in the meditation. So I'll just give you some tips or some steps. And the first step, of course, is that you need to slow down. You need to slow down so you can pay attention to the moment and to your experience, to your body. Slowing down helps you turn your attention to your body and away from the busy mind, away from the conditioned response and the default. And the way I do it is that I help you use your breath and you allow the slowing down to happen by being present here and now with your breath in your body. And we will do that in a meditation. Then when your pace is slower, then you go to the second step. And this is where you need to enter into your body, which is where you'll be listening from. You do this by following your in-breath. You know, the breath is really amazing. It's like an elevator that takes you down into your beautiful body, which has been so ignored. It's so wise and so amazing. And when you really start listening to it, you'll go like, oh my God, how did I miss that? But what we'll do here is just by following your in-breath and feeling how your belly expands on your in-breath, that's how you naturally enter your body because your attention is right there in your body. It's not in your head. It's in the physical sensation in your belly that is expanding, right? You feel the expansion and then you feel the contraction on your out-breath. That's when you're in your body, and it's a great place to start. Then we'll go to the third step. After you've slowed down and entered into your body, you start paying attention to your body's sensations, the felt sense. What do you notice? Do you notice expansion or contraction? Do you feel numb, or maybe like I don't feel anything? Do you feel open, tight, shaking, heavy, buzzing? So you really want to pay attention to the sensations, the felt sense, the felt sensations in your body. That's different than saying, oh, I feel happy. It's finding out when I feel happy, how does that translate into sensations in my body? So this way you'll learn your unique way of how your body communicates to you and through you. And maybe I should even add as you. And then eventually the fourth step is to learn to trust it. And the best way to trust something is to test it out. I mentioned before that it's important to take small steps to build confidence and definitely to stay motivated. So all that is going to be your home play for this module and maybe forever on. It really becomes just a default, a natural way that you function in life where you don't really have to think about it anymore. But that's with any language, right? You don't think about, oh my God, what, how do I say yes? You know, it just comes. And that's the same with your body. It's just that you have not been listening to it and honoring it and following it. So that's what we're going to do. And you will, if you keep doing your home play and practice, it's going to become your new default, your new natural. And I'll guide you into meditation in a separate recording in a little bit so that you know what to pay attention to. So this is really just preparing you for that. And you'll learn the three basic words, if we can call them words, body sensations, that your body uses through your felt sense. And when you do this, I'm sure that you'll realize that you already know them, but somehow hadn't made the connection that you need to listen to these cues and honor them. And then you learn to trust them. And you learn that this is the fullness of you when you're not cutting yourself off from what you already know. So these three basic quote-unquote words, like I already mentioned before, are yes, no, and I don't know. And I'm sure there's more, but this is a really nice beginning. But let me first say a little more about I don't know, that whole concept of I don't know. In our society, we've been conditioned to believe that we always have to know now. And that it's kind of embarrassing or shameful if you don't. But here's the truth is that when you simply don't know or aren't sure, that just is as much a part of your body speaking as a yes or a no, because when you say yes or no, you know, it's like yes or no, right? But when you don't know, that's just as much a part of your body language. It's not wrong or bad or something or a mistake. But this world doesn't quite tolerate it when you don't know right away. You may probably have noticed that. That's why it's as if we've been trained to ignore the felt sense of I don't know and instead just come up with something to not look stupid. It's very much connected to being stupid if you don't know, which is, of course, is a total, total lie. But what happens then is that you may push yourself to know when you truly don't know. So just notice if you recognize this in yourself. I actually like to say it this way. When I say I don't know, I like to add the word yet behind it. I don't know yet. Because I know that knowing and not knowing are just part of life's expression. And knowing always follows not knowing at some point, and also the other way around. It's okay to wait till knowing arrives. And this knowing is going to be a yes or a no, right? It moves from I don't know to yes or no. And it always does. So in the meditation, you're going to befriend your quote, I don't know, unquote. And you're going to get curious about the felt sense of it instead of forcing yourself to know when you truly don't yet. Your curiosity needs to be on how does I don't know feel in your body. You need to get to know when your body has this feeling of I don't know, that you pay attention and honor it, just like you're going to do with when you do know, whether it's a yes or no. So if you simply don't know, please don't try to know. Just allow the feeling that you don't know. Now, if there should be an urgency in your life and you really have to give an answer right away, I would say go with the biggest yes. But don't dismiss the no. Still pay attention to that. But if you really are in a situation and you have to give an answer, go with the biggest yes. That's the best way you can do. And then you take time to the clarity to unravel or to evolve by you just honoring and feeling into your body until clarity comes. When you stay true to your yes and your no inside of you, you stay open to life. You allow life to live through you and fulfill your deepest yes. But it's a process to get to that and to move through all the layers. And if you don't have enough trust in its unfolding, please listen to the part inside of you that is not ready to leap yet. This is as important as anything else. It's really honoring, listening to every single part of you. And that includes the parts that really want to stay on this side of the shore because safety and security and familiarity are still more important. And you cannot ignore them, because if you move past them and push through and not knowing, then you end halfway across to the other shore, and then your tank is empty and you're going to have to go back. And then you start losing trust in yourself. So these are all very, very important basic steps that most people miss. And I don't want you to miss them anymore. I want you to really get it, the importance of this basic. These are the basics. This is the foundation. You're building your boat and your tank, and you're filling it up. You're not just jumping in without having all the resources that you're going to need. Okay, so that was a little bit about I don't know. Now let's just go back to the meditation that's coming up. When you sit down and listen to the meditation, I'm going to have you think of something you really want. And I'm also going to have you think of something that you definitely don't want. And also think of something when you don't know. And then you notice your body and how it feels. You can take anything. You know, maybe you don't like, what shall I say? Maybe you don't like ice cream. Or maybe that's something you really like. So just let yourself feel what that feels like when you really want something or like something. Or you may want to go on this vacation and you really want it. Let yourself feel what that feels like in your body, so you get to know the sensations of your yes, I want that. And then do the same with I definitely don't want that. And that could be another thing you don't like, of any food you don't like, or any, you know, a coworker. It does not matter what it is. It's just so you can start using that example to feel in your body what happens there. And then you're going to pay attention to the sensations. You might even write them down. And then again, the same with, I don't know. What happens when you don't try to get rid of, I don't know, but just stay there. Get curious about it. And then, as you start translating these sensations of a yes and a no and an I don't know, and start trusting them, then if somebody asks you a question, you'll be able to go to your body and feel if it's a yes or no. If it's a yes, with practice, You clearly recognize it, and you won't feel compelled to compromise your yes and let a no override it anymore. And if it's a no, you'll eventually feel confident enough to say it, even though that may mean that you won't fit in, that they may not like you if you say no. But you won't feel the need to shoot yourself into something that you don't want just because of the pressure of other people or of the world. It becomes more, you become aligned with your yes and your no, and you just notice that it's crazy to waver and move away from it. And then if it's an I don't know, it's just as much a part of your body speaking to you. So just remember that. Allow that too. What I find really important about this exercise or this meditation and practice is that you pay close attention to your body signs and you get familiar with them so that when your body speaks to you through your senses, through your felt sense, right, the sensations, then you pay attention. You pay attention. You go something like, oh, there's that contraction in my belly. Let me just pause and feel into that. Let me breathe into that. And then you might recognize that a contraction or whatever sensation is true for you, that usually happens when I don't want something. I recognize that now. It's when my body says no. So you go, let me make sure before I habitually say yes, which I normally do, let me take a little time to feel into this and make sure so when I give my answer, I'm speaking from my own truth. And it's the same with all of them. Yes, maybe, I don't know. That's how you do it. And you learn that it's not only okay, but it's essential to pause in the beginning. You need to slow down. You need to take your time to explore what your body is saying. And then listen to it. So here you're learning your body sensation of a yes and a no and a maybe. We do them kind of separately right now, right? But of course, it's not always so clear-cut. Most of the time it's not. Many times it is. And there's a lot in between those three. But for now, in this meditation, in this exercise, I just want you to get to know them first, separate, clean, you know, a clean yes, a clean no, a clean I don't know. That's the same that when you're learning a new language, you don't start out with a whole big sentence, right? You want to separate the words, and then later you can put them together and make new meaning out of them. But of course, it's easy and it happens that you can feel at the same time. We're not going to do that in this exercise, in this meditation, but just to make it practical in life, of course you can easily find or feel a yes and a no at the same time. You can have a 70% yes and a 20% no and a 20 and a 10% maybe. Everything is possible. And when you clarify them in your body first, then it gets much easier. When you notice them together at the same time, you can start separate them. You can tease them apart instead of feeling overwhelmed and confused. You know, you may say something like, oh, that sounds really good. You know, my heart expands when you say that. And I also notice a little contraction in my belly, which makes me wonder if it's really the right thing for me right now. Let me get back to you later when I've had a little more time to feel into what's really most true for me or what is best for me. And I know that it may be a little unsettling for many in the beginning to suddenly speak your truth and actually say yes when you mean yes and no when you mean no, and say, you know, let me take a little time and make sure it's the right thing for me. That's normal. So before you speak it to others, I definitely want to recommend that you need time to get used to listening to your deeper body wisdom and become really fluent in it, because then you won't need to doubt it anymore, or you don't want to ignore it anymore. And it's going to be so much easier to be authentic and true to yourself, right? So small steps. Small steps. Start inside. Practice listening in your daily life by pausing and going inside with curiosity. I want to just maybe share in my own experience. I often know something because a sensation starts moving in my body. And I just wait to see what it is. Most of the time, I don't even need to wait for its full expression because I recognize the sensations so well that I just start moving with them at the first signs. And if something changes, I will feel that too. It's so natural, and that's of course because I have practiced this for a long time. So, and I started with smaller steps too. I started with areas that it felt safe so I could really study what was going on inside of me. And I've done a lot of this work, you know, with other practitioners. They have helped me to bring my attention into areas and to stay there. So I really could listen, and I felt the support from somebody on the outside who confirmed it and who okayed it. And that was just a very important process for me, and it may be for you too. But here's the thing. You will know that once you start listening. You will also feel maybe like, yeah, I need some support with this, because you can feel that, because it gives you that sense of expansion or peace or something like that. Or you may feel like, no, I got this, right? I'm solid. So it's all in your body. And I want to just encourage you to start studying this with a loving, open curiosity. Now, in the next module, you keep listening to your body sensations for a yes and a no and a don't know. And you'll learn to trust these sensations even more. And maybe even listen a little deeper. That will be the next part, of course, to start listening deeper to what else this yes or no, or I don't know, is really saying. So we keep taking one next step as we're deepening into this deep yes to ourselves that is so much deeper to just saying yes to, you know, going for a run or going to the gym. These are layers we just keep moving through, and it's going to be so beautiful when you start living in that alignment. So now when you're ready and when you have the time for you and when it's quiet and you won't be disturbed, I want to invite you to go to the next recording, which is the meditation, and start really deepening into the process of listening.